Burma's government does not officially recognize some ethnic groups that have long lived within its borders. But the upcoming census requires they be counted under one of the country's officially recognized ethnicities. Stateless ethnic Rohingya Muslims, most of whom are living in conflict-stricken Rakhine State, are among those who will have to identify as other and write in their ethnicity. Population Minister Kin Yi suggests that those who write in Rohingya could face prosecution for providing misinformation. He refers to the Rohingya as Bengali, reflecting government policy that considers them foreigners from Bangladesh. He does not expect problems in Sitwe, the capital of Rakhine.
We did not do a test census in Sitwe in Rakhine State because at the time there was a conflict between the two communities. We have since discussed the two communities, Rakhine and Bengali, and they accept the census process. Because the census process is all-inclusive, those who don't participate will lose their chance.
Observers worry that the ethnic and religious identification questions could worsen ostracism of some communities. But UN technical advisors say it's too late and too expensive to change the questionnaire. In the lead-up to the census, the extremist anti-Muslim monk Wiratu has delivered well-attended speeches in Rakhine State about protecting race and religion and has led protests advocating a census boycott. Here, Wiratu is accusing Muslims of targeting monks and terrorizing good people. He says authorities should pick out international aid groups that help Muslims. He also says Muslims should be denied citizenship and marriage rights. Za A is a minister for Rakhine Nationalities Affairs who is concerned about ongoing violence in his hometown. He says the situation will improve if people stop identifying themselves as Rohingya.
Putting the name of a people that don't exist will cause violence. But if they're counted as Bengalis, there won't be any problems.
Jamin is a Rohingya politician who says many fear identifying as Rohingya will threaten their legal status, but not identifying as Rohingya will leave their community underrepresented.
I am Rohingya. I will enlist as Rohingya. I think the numerators will also write me as Rohingya because they have the duty according to census law. Claiming an ethnicity is not the question of violence. Who will initiate the violence? It is the question.
Burma's nationwide census begins at the end of this month. This is Gabrielle Pollock reporting for VOA News from Rangoon.